This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Tuesday, the 23rd of August. I'm Alex Ritson. To the markets, and America's main share index, the Dow Jones, ended the session up 0.1% at 18,547. Joe Saluzzi was watching proceedings for Themis trading in New Jersey.
So we've been in this kind of low volume, low volatility grind, and you know the path's been up for a while, so I think it's just continuing to grind up until you get some sort of news. And right now, you're in midsummer, you know, people are kind of saying, okay, we're looking forward to September or Labor Day even. So I think we're kind of stuck in a range, and there's really nothing that's going to kind of move this thing lower unless we hear something from a central bank unexpected, or even higher, but unless you hear some, you know, positive news.
There was some good news on housing, though.
There was. Home sales were better than expected. Actually, that was kind of people were surprised at that. Came in at 654,000. They were looking for 580. That was a good sign. Those numbers relative to pre-financial crisis are still much lower. They used to be well over a million. The home sector was positive. Stocks like Toll Brothers and KBH, they all both went up 5 to 10% on each of them. So, yeah, that's a good sign. But, you know, the economy still has mixed signals. So every time you get something like that, then maybe you'll get a durable goods number that's lighter, or the Richmond Fed, which is one of the regional Feds, was lighter. People are still concerned, and I personally don't think the Fed moves anytime soon, which is actually helping the market.
This week, all eyes are on Janet Yellen when she makes her speech as chairman of the U.S. Federal Reserve, America's central bank, at Jackson Hole.
Yes, this speech could be a market mover just because the volume is so light and there are so many folks off the desk. So anything that she says there that's out of the ordinary or unexpected or shows something that was unexpected could move the markets quickly. And the markets could get volatile real fast. And I think right now everyone's waiting for that correction or waiting for that market to move. And it could be that speech that does it, or it could just be a snoozer and we'll move on to next week.
Joe Saluzzi at Themis Trading. At the end of the trading day in London, the 100 share index up 0.6% at 68.68, the euro at $1.13.1 US cents, the pound $1.32 exactly.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.